Hi, I'm Jose, and I work with all things open source in Azure. Today I'm here with Chakai, and we're going to run a Java function locally and then see what VS Code can offer in terms of debugging that. So I see that you have a number of functions created here in this code project, right?
Yes, we have three functions here, three simple functions. One is an HTTP trigger function, the other is a queue function, and the third is a scheduler, basically it's a timer function, and I have an output to the queue. So let's see how we can run and debug the functions locally. We can use either the function call tool or the Maven. Let's just use Maven here today.
So you're using the Maven plugins that are going to package this application up. They're going to bring the functions core and run that. It's going to start the servers for the HTTP calls. It's going to start the workers for the queue and timer. It's actually cross-platform open source software, and it understands Java. It's a newly added feature to it. And in this case, for example, you're going to get an endpoint and you're going to be able to call that. You're going to show us, you know, how you're going to debug that. But I'm also interested in how you're going to debug the queue and the timer ones.
Yeah.
And how that's going to work in VS Code.
Yeah, let's take a short look quickly. So now that all the functions has been loaded, and the timer and the queue will be triggered every 10 minutes. And for the HTTP, we already got the endpoint, and let's try to hit this to invoke the HTTP function. See, the HTTP function has responded back. And the other cool feature here is local debugging. So the only thing you need to do is in the launch.json, specify the port which you want to attach to, and then set the breakpoint. And let's use VS Code to debug it. So now we are already attached to the function, and let's just try to invoke it again. See, the function breakpoint has been hit, and you can see all the variables, call stacks here, and you can also hover over to see the variables in your screen. And you can step in, step out, and run through. We can also take a look at the other functions. Just take timer as an example. Let's set a breakpoint here, and attach it again.
And this should hit, you know, roughly every 10 seconds or so, as you have defined in the timer trigger.
Yes.
Which is quite interesting because you're not limited to, you know, functions events can come from whatever, any type of application anywhere in the world. And I see that it's hitting that.
Yeah, it's already hitting, and you can have the same debugging experience as what you do with your other Java functions and other Java applications.
And it's pretty cool that this experience lets you, you know, test more rapidly this Java functions, and then that the Maven plugin, you know, lets you deploy locally for testing or also directly to Azure. In fact, it's one of the other videos that people should check out.
Yes.
Thank you again, Chakai, and I'm really excited about all the stuff that you and your team are doing for Java developers in Azure.
Thank you, Jose.